Good evening, everyone. This is Sister Velma Jean Sanders. It's good to see you on this evening on another day that the Lord has made. I greet you in the name of our great shepherd of the sheep, the Lord Jesus Christ. We are in, this is the contemporary Bible class. Sister Velma Jean Sanders, the teacher of the class, and I welcome you. I welcome you to class. I greet you in the name of Jesus, great head of the church. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. Well, tonight, this evening, if you're first time to this class, welcome. I welcome you. We welcome you to class. Feel free to come anytime when you can. And if you happen to miss a class or two or three or four, 7 years, eight, whatever, this classroom door will always be open to anyone, anywhere, anyone who wants to study the Word of God. Blessed God, our Father, great God in heaven, we come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. We thank you that we could be here on this evening as we continue on in our study of Luke. We thank you, Lord, for Luke. Thank you, Lord. And now, Lord God, we ask you to be our teacher. This is why we're here, to learn. So be our teacher, Lord God, we pray. And we'll be careful to give your name all the praise forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, this evening, as I have said, our study for the evening is from, we're going through the gospel according to Luke. On this evening, we will begin. This will be an introduction. The title subject of our study today is introduction. That's it. That'll work. Luke chapter 19, introduction. And it truly is. And we'll see how the Lord leads us as we proceed on in our class. I hope you have your Bibles. You know that. But if not, that's fine. God's word is not limited. God's word is not limited by anything. Let's look at this Luke chapter 19. Now, I encourage you on this week, and I don't know how the Lord is leading, but right now on this week, I encourage you to read Luke chapter 19. You all know that. Try to read the whole chapter. But if you can't, it's okay, because you know, you can get to it, but try to read God's word every day. Every Christian should make it a goal to read a portion of God's word every day. I know the struggle, but try. If you miss a day or two, that's okay. Just pick up and go on, okay? But make it one of your chief goals. Man shall not live by bread alone. And then we also, by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We also say, give us this day our daily bread. The word of God. Bread. Bread of life. You talk about a breakfast. Hey. So Luke chapter 19, I encourage you. And you all, though I say these things, what I'm telling you, my class, I didn't get there overnight. You better believe it. There was a time. I don't know if God's going to lead this class. But you all, this class, you, whether this is your first time here, or you've been with me over the numbers escaping me now, years. This is the contemporary Bible claim under, I already said that. And I'm going to teach it when God gives me to teach it. Got to. I better. Because it ain't my class anyway. It's his class. It's his class. So, I don't know exactly how God's going to lead. I know we'll be in Luke 19. I know it's an introduction. So let's just get into the word and see how the Holy Ghost leads. Be led by the Spirit. Chapter 19. Well, when we look at this chapter, thank you, Lord, I can see. Thank you, Lord, for us. Thank you, Lord, for all your blessings. Thank you, Lord. When we look at Luke chapter, thank you, Lord, 19, we see it has 48 verses. Relatively long chapters. Not the longest chapter in the Bible. May not even be the longest chapter in Luke. But we do know, we found out that Luke, as far as word count, is the longest, the exact word, is the, in quantity of words, Luke is the one that's first, as far as the gospel. So we're going to go through, that's a whole lot of food. 48 verses. But sometimes in God's word, it could be two words. And in those two words, the Bible ends by saying, I suppose if everything is written, the world itself couldn't tell. And there it is in two words. And then there's, and it is written. It is written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, every word, every word. That's food. So we're gonna chew now. We got a plate before us. Got a food. Whether you have a Bible or not, I mean, this literal book here that was manufactured at some publisher somewhere. Don't think this paper is holy. Y'all, I don't know how many Bibles I've got. I don't know how many Bibles I've given away. I'm talking about the actual where you go to the store and buy the Bible. You can't go to no store and buy God's word. I got all kinds of Bibles. I've given away Bibles. Some of y'all know that. Some of y'all probably got one of them. God's word. So don't get caught up in, even though I'm saying this, I want you to know, you who are in this class today, whoever you are, you as a, me as a teacher, and you as a student, are closest to my heart. when it comes to God's word. I'm going to teach the word. I was called to do it. But I'm going to teach it. And this is the Holy Ghost job, not mine. To whoever comes to class, I don't care who you are. What you did when you did it, I don't matter. You come to this class, sit down. You're welcome. So you are all the students for today. What's the attendance? There it is, Zoom guy. There's the attendance. Look who's in class. You know, you all can go back in your minds to school, when you went to school, Sunday school. And here we are today. And Sunday school, very important. Very important. Raise those kids under the word of God. Do your best. Some will listen. Some will not. I didn't. It's a whole lot of God's word and our lives. They're moving. And God gave Velma a love for the word of God as a little girl. I'm talking to my students, not nobody else's class. This is for you from your teacher. I was a little girl, because my mom took me and my brother Herman to Sunday school. Roger, I love you. I'll see you, Roger. So my mom, one day, I'm walking home from school. And back then, I'm one of them folks who say, I remember when back then I ain't in Sunday school no more, y'all. I ain't walking in nobody's school. But back then, I'd walk, caught the school buses through the years. But going to Sunday school in Tulsa, Oklahoma, there was it escapes me whether it was a woman or a man right now, standing, handing out little red New Testaments. You all seen a pocket-sized New Testament. I have kept a pocket size. I really should say God has kept it. I have kept a red today, right today, in my purse. There's a red letter, little book, Bible. Now, I don't always have that one. It depends on where I'm going, you know. But you all hear me telling part of my story. And this person was handing out Bibles, and I got one. I was given one. And it was okay to do it. Wasn't a protest and all that. Oh, my goodness. Wasn't all that separation that was church and state and all that. Somebody just handed out Bibles. And I got my Bible, my little red Bible. I loved that Bible as a kid, on a child's level. I was handed the word by somebody standing on the corner If you've been called to do that, don't stop. Somebody, it reached me and it worked for me. And don't make fun of people if you see them doing that. You all wouldn't do that. But through the years I did, that leads me to the next link here that God is bringing to me. There was a time, oh, I laugh at people, especially in those teenage years. Huh.
They read the Bible.
Y'all know how they do. You been there? Making fun of folk on the corner, preaching, people going to church. I did that. Even though God had planted in me a love for his word. But I went all over the place to get there, to where I am today. So when you look at me, don't think I got there overnight here. That road went every kind of way, including making fun of folks who read the Bible. That was me. We don't know how God's working in a person's life. That's one lesson I've learned. You don't know at what level they're at. That person you left at. Me, laughing at. It's the same person today, teaching this word. That's where I was in my life. God's path for Velma. And you got one too. You got one too. So see people, everybody, on the path, like yourself. And you don't know where that path is going. That's where my path took me, by way of making fun of folks, read the Bible. Luke chapter 19. Introduction to the whole chapter. And I have to announce, you know, I do announce where the class will be the coming weeks. You all know that. And the announcement was made, Luke 19, introduction. Now, in my heart, I said some of this last week, in Velma's heart. Now, where I am in life, in my heart, it's the Sunday school class. I see you all. I think about you all. I'm prepared. I got to get the lesson. I'm called. I got to teach. So all the time, I'm looking at, not because it's natural, Velma, however the Holy Ghost does his work. I'm thinking of you. That's why I say, you as students in a class, in this class, you are the closest to me. As for Sunday school students, it's you that's always in my heart, trying to get your lesson, trying to get the food fixed so you can eat breakfast. Or whatever it is. I'm thinking of you. You're in my heart. Y'all, do you hear me? As far as a Sunday school teacher, No one else sees me like this but you. But you. And I shared with you last week. It was hard for me to get to where I am today. I mean, since last time we met to today, I've been through some battles. Trying to get that breakfast. Trying to prepare. Y'all saw me, heard me last week. I'm trying to study. Somebody asked, what's the lesson? Well, I had announced to you all that this Sunday today, however I announced it, and we're on track with our outline exactly like God gave it to me. Those who were readers in this class, your assigned reading, or you accepted the offer to read. And I'm going to tell you, if you can read, R-E-A-D, and you have an opportunity to read God's word, read it. Well, some say I can't read. That's okay. That's okay. There are people that can't read. That's why I say God's word is not limited to paper. You may not even be able to read. God's word is life. So to those who may be hearing impaired, that doesn't limit God. Shoot. Something you bought at a bookstore? Paper? This will burn up in a minute. It will. I don't mean the word. The worm don't stand when the world's on fire. Heaven and earth may pass away, but my word. Oh. And in the end, the word of God. Read it. Start there. If you don't make it that day or 16 years, that's fine. Let me move on. Let me open my Bible back. Because I wanted to make that point. You don't have to be able to physically read. And you may not be a good reader. You got ears to hear? Nah. I mean, physical ear. Well, I've mentioned that. I mentioned that about the hearing. You all get the point. Let me turn back to Luke here. Now, when I say let me turn back to Luke, that's because tonight, I didn't know how God's going to lead this class. I still don't know. I just know Holy Ghost be my God. So I'm trying to get my pages back to Luke. And then you see people flipping through the Bible, trying to find the book. The whoever gives the word. The scripture, perhaps, however it comes. And in church, I'm one of them, you better believe it. Like even tonight, I'm here trying to find Luke. Chapter 18, the very chapter I'm teaching. And here I am looking for it. Chapter 19, and here I am looking for it. My point is, you keep turning them pages. Don't let nobody put you to shame. And if you don't find it, that's okay. You tried. That was me. Right now. Couldn't even find the chapter I'm teaching from. Mm-hmm. Let that help somebody. And if the whoever's announced the scripture and they said, today our lesson is from Luke chapter 19. Well, you know where Luke chapter 19 is. And you make it there. Then by the time they get there, they have to do the sermon. That's kind of funny in the natural. But it's okay. They did the best they could. And God saw. Preacher can't wait all day for us to turn our pages. He got a preach. I don't care if it takes them. If they don't preach, if he announced the sermon and people are trying to get to the food, you know, the scripture, because, you know, at Salem, which is my local church, our pastor, my pastor, he gets up on Sunday morning. My pastor, Pastor Backus. And he says, I don't have his exact words right this now, but I know him. We, under his position, we stand. We stand. If you can get up. Some folks can't get up, leave them alone. Some folks, by the time they do get up, the sermon is over. Let people be them. And you be you. Don't be intimidated. If you can stand, stand. Praise God. You don't know where people are in their lives, their story, their history, what got them, what got me to where I am today. When they get up, they get up. If they get up, they made it. If they didn't, they didn't. She can't hardly sit down. Don't do that. That's nasty. They be looking. They be looking. Folks be looking. For all kind of reasons. Everybody looks. Eyes. Eyes. If you got eyes, they go all over the place. Because that's how God made these physical eyes. They can see. And you'll be seeing all kinds of things with people. Leave them alone. Or help them. It's about people. Yeah, about when they sit down. They may never sit down. I just thought of my brother. My other brother, Roger, who's in glory now. I love you, Roger. I'll see you in glory. No. You talk about things we don't understand. Roger. Jewel had three kids. I call my mama Jewel. Y'all know that. I don't call her mother. I wasn't raised like that. Her, y'all know I say Jewel. That's what I call her. That's another story. I call her Jewel. Jewel, God blessed her with three children. Love you, Roger. Roger, the baby. Came down with lymphoma. Died. The baby. The firstborn. The one that should have lived in the natural. God took him first. But when God took him, he had prepared me to handle it. He had, it wasn't easy getting there. Wasn't easy at all. From the diagnosis to his physical death, my baby, it was very hard. Didn't understand it when I was in it. But because I had been reading God's word, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. I knew Roger was okay. He's home. So when it came that actual moment, and God let me see my brother leave here, me, his mom, of course. And Harmon. Yeah. And they let us stay in the room. Y'all, I really did not realize. I'm looking at him, but I'm not fully recognizing that my brother is dying. And I've seen rescue squads through the years. My brother did not die at home in my mom's house, where we live. He did not die physically. My brother, Roger, did not die at the house, my mom's house. Ooh, that's another story. But the call came, or however they did it. Roger got up. I don't know why I'm telling you all this, because you're the closest to my heart. So I'm telling you family stuff. This next to my class. The portion that God has given me on my plate of breakfast, on my breakfast, to give to you today at where I am in my life, that's all I can give you. I ain't trying to give you no more. I'm trying to be me. The best me I can be by God's Holy Spirit to teach you this class, God's word. So when the Lord did take Roger, I was ready. Didn't know what I was looking at until he actually died. And when he actually died, we went through, there were no, actually, when he actually died, hallelujah, victory. I cried more tears. Don't get me wrong, I cried. Like any human being would cry. Jesus wept. But I was happy. Roger! He finished his race. His race. That was his race. And only he could run. And in the end, well, nobody in that room. Nobody. Family, I'll let y'all come to the farthest, closest you can come. You got to go now. But I saw him die. But the actual, I heard, I saw. Didn't know what I was looking at really till they actually said it. And then the next steps go. You all know. Some of you know. Some of you will still have to learn. But I was so happy. Oh, because I was worn out. I mean, this health stuff can love them. Closest to your heart. But it is physically, y'all know that. Somebody's going through that right now, trying to take care of a loved one because you love them. They're your heart. You do your best. Oh, you'd be so tired. There's a million things you got to see about. Depending on what level you're in, not the little kids. The little kids around the house, they sin. They sin. You know, because they're seeing the little children. Uncle whoever. And they watch them. Because they're so close to their heart. It affects them. But the little children, they see all these people coming to the house and they just, they're kids. They know a lot of folks coming. They don't hear. Little kids, let them be children. 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 Watching the other end of the spectrum. Now, when I say children, children, yes, children. Children. Children are so important. Closest to your heart. Parents. And then, Lord, you have to tell this. Because I'm thinking all week through all I've been through. Y'all just don't know what the lesson going to be. I don't know. God ain't gave it to me. And you're watching them now. Give it to me. What to say? So I'm praying every step of the way. Holy Ghost, give me the word. Now, I may not be consciously aware that I'm doing that. I'm not consciously aware. But in my heart, right now, give me the word. He gives it at his pace. Ain't none of this manufactured. That's how I was raised to teach. Somebody else does it another way. That's okay. That's for their class. Let their class be their class. And I'm going to be this class. That's for fellow teachers. You don't know how God's dealing with that group of people. And it's okay to invite people to Sunday school in general. Yes. To other classes. fine. All of that is good. But in the end, God will do it. He'll do it. What class? And then classes vary, all kinds of things. Y'all know that. But they're in transition, movement. They got to find out where God wants them to go to Sunday school. And that brings me to, it just comes to my mind right now. There's another story. Let me go on. So in Luke chapter 19, when I said that's another story, I think you understand. Trying not to be led by the Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Sometimes you hear me utter that. Okay, Luke 19. Let's look at this. We've seen that it has all these verses. Luke, most words of the gospel is in Luke. And it would happen to be 48 verses. All right, that's what it is. What's in them? Now we got to find what's in these 48 verses. Well, we don't have time to go through all the words. So that's why I just said for today, the subject is introduction. I'm trying to get the subject. Wasn't coming to me. Didn't come. Never came until sometime. And it came through much travail. I think it was last night. I don't know. It was before that, because the Lord had given the subject in enough time. You all know my mother. She's serious about that outline that comes from me, that I give to her. And then it takes it, once she gets that outline, she does her thing. Y'all better see her. I mean, I have to hear it. I don't know. But God gave it to me in enough time, perfect timing, God's timing. Wasn't her timing. She kept thinking, well, we got to have this subject, and we got to have this. And I don't know. I'm trying to get through. At this time, you all, I am still, I have been diagnosed right now. With stage 4 breast cancer. That's what their diagnosis is. But Jesus told me I can live if you have faith. You can make it. You can live. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I believe that. I heard it in church. I heard it. Pastor Backus preaching. We hear that word. I believed it. Now, I don't want to say I believe it. All that wisdom is being tested. Even now, that diagnosis by the medical doctor that I am following everything. That doctor said. I'm talking about the physical man. That the doctor that God led me to. I'm doing everything I can to live. Now, whether God takes me or not, before this class is over, I can die right now. You don't know the moment. I don't know. But I'm ready. If I die teaching this word, y'all could say. She taught a class. War is y'all should have been in Sunday school today. You really miss something. Woo! This is my story. Now, Roger's gone on to glory. Gerald's left with her two children. We're adults now. We're not children anymore. I am. I don't tell my age. People be asking, how old are you? I don't tell them. That ain't none of your business. That's my age. Some folks don't bother them. But I am one. Now, when I was a kid, you know them little kids, they're going to school today. I'm four. Oh, they don't say they're going to school. Maybe they do. But y'all get the point. They so happy that of their age. They just, ooh, way they be excited when they turn 10 or whatever. And somewhere in there, that flips with some people. Others, it doesn't bother them. How old are you? They don't care. They'll tell you. Not me. I ain't telling you my age. That's my business. It's my business. So I don't tell my age. But I'll tell it tonight. Because this is part of me helping you. Wherever you are on this, on your journey. Thelma. Sister Thelma Jean Sanders. Lord have mercy. I used to, woo, honey. And now I am 65 years old. Oh, brother. Man, and I work for the government. Oh, my goodness, that tried to kill me. It's trying to get all that paperwork done. Y'all know. Y'all know. It ain't easy. Let the children be children. And if you can, prepare on wherever you are, family, whatever, to help make it easier. For those left behind, do it quickly. Do it. Let me go on. So I'm trying to get ready for retirement. And at this point, I am retired. And made it through that. Woo! Actually, I ain't through it. Because now I'm in hospice care. That's what they say. And I am, officially. Hospice. You all, this thing is moving so fast. And it's going back. And it's causing me to be what you're watching today. I'm going backwards in my life, telling you causes to me what I'm going through in my mind. Y'all witnessed it. Thelma, that ain't Thelma. Thelma know how to read. Satan tried to take my mind. It was hell. It, the experience, the living it.
And now I hit 65 and I'm dealing with all this. And God arranged it. My age was 65.
Lord have mercy. I was 65. So here it kicks in where I'm eligible. Some of you all know this, lived it many times. Others, this is their first time. This is my first time. Ooh, I'm glad we died one time physically and don't have to die no more that way. Family got to deal with it, or whoever. But God, through grace, it wasn't easy. But I got it done, and here I am today in hospice care, today, right now. Because they told me, the medical doctor, on that day, my dear friend Marion was there. She didn't hear all this, but it's the day I heard it. But the actual doctor in the room, it was three main doctors. They came in. Y'all been through it, some of you. Others are going through it. But anyway, room full of folks. Then ended up the three, the main doctor. You can do nothing. You will be dead. They didn't say the exact time. They don't know that. You will be dead. It was quick. I'm all over that thing. Jesus came that I might have life. The word was in me. The word was in me. Now I'm not saying this is my journey. Everybody else's journey is different. And my journey ain't over. That diagnosis is still on me. And I've got to meet with that doctor. However, is set up. Soon, very soon, I have an appointment. Oh my goodness, appointment. That's why God knew. Let me put her mother there. Where's my mom? I'm looking for her on the screen. I don't see her. But there she is. I see her. Put my mother there. My mother. To help her daughter. I'm a busy lady. When I retired, I was happy, honey. I ain't been back to that building since. I was happy I was retired because I was so busy with God's Word of Life, recording radio programs. My life is a busy life. And I ain't bored. I might be single, but I ain't bored. Matter of fact, y'all know me, some of you, the closest to me. I don't really want you coming to my house. I got so much going on. I'm not one for company, physical. It's not for me, it's for the folks. Even though in the midst of all of this, God built me a brand new house. I'm in a brand new house. In the midst. I already got what I'm going through. Then I got, at that point, however, I did not know what I had. It was in my body. I didn't know it. I'm a busy person. I gotta do business. I'm living my life. I ain't going to no doctor. I didn't say it like that. But you hear the announcements, women, 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 get your annuals. I heard that. I mean, I wasn't, if people want to do that, fine. That wasn't me. I didn't run to the doctor. I didn't run away from him. I just didn't go. I'm okay. Got my help. But during this time, this disease is in my body. I want you to get a house. You got to move, Velma, physically. Well, the only reason I love my house where I used to live prior to getting the house I'm in now, this new house I'm in right now, I love my house. It was just right for me. No space. That was my house. But I had to get out of there and go to another house. That's another story. In other words, I had to, but I wasn't planning it. Who wants to move? That ain't fun. Maybe for you it is. Are you sure you want to start recording? I don't want to stop. What do you need to know? Marcia, can you help me? Are you sure you want to stop the recording? No. Counsel. Where's that big fat counsel button?
Do you want to stop it?
No. I want to record. I'm still in class.
Okay. I'm still recording.
Thank you.
You don't have to do anything.
Thank you. Okay. COVID hit. Y'all know what COVID did to everybody. Everybody. COVID stopped everything. Y'all remember lockdown for everybody. We don't care if you've been in the house or not. And I had signed the papers with the builder. And I'm excited. Now, I didn't plan on building a house. This takes me back to my mom. I didn't plan it. The house I lived in on Bedford. 1, 2, 3, 1, 4 Bedford. Yikes. Well, I said it. It's out there in the record, so it doesn't matter. The house I lived in on Bedford, I loved it. Wasn't going nowhere. But then my mom's progressing in age. God begins in me to see. Well, because she, you know, she could pull up in my garage and walk on, get in the house. But then the time came because of age. She could no longer do that. She'd pull up it in the garage because it was split level. And she could pull up and walk on in. Then the time came, she couldn't do that. So in me is, I gotta get my mom a house. No, I wasn't thinking that. Yeah, I was. I was thinking, we got to move. My mom, who's a go-getter, what time is it? It is 7:29. This is Sister Velma Jean Sanders. I will get back to you as the Lord leads. I have more I can say, but this is it for Sunday school today. Amen. Because I ain't no time. I don't care what's going on. And for those who I want to hear I want to say thank you. And I'm saying it now to you. Thank you for coming to class.
Thank you.
I hope to see you next week.
Thank you, Velma.
Praise
thank you.
Jesus. Amen.
God, thank you. You're still encouraging us to read the
Word. Praise God.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
I'm glad
bye-bye.
To be in class.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Continue.
I love you. I love you all. I love you.
Love you too.
I love you.
We love you.
I love you.
And we're standing with you.
Oh, yes. Yeah, don't
always,
stop.
Always.
I'm still in the battle,
always
y'all.
Be you believe
with you.
You.
I'm still in the battle.
No matter
and
what.
I am healed by the stripes of
thank
Jesus
you,
Christ
Lord.
Of Nazareth.
And we agree.
For my transgression, he was bruised. For my
yes.
The chastisement of my peace was up on
God
him.
God be with
and
you.
And by his stripes, Velma is healed.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. His word is the only word that matters. His word is the only word that matters.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Love you, Sister Velma, and praying for you.
Thank y'all.
Always be here with you.
I need those prayers.
Love you.
I am praying for you, Sister Velma.
Praise the Lord.
Praying for you.
I'm glad.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. God bless you.
But Jesus is great.
Okay.
Yes.
And
then
name.
Be here with you.
Also a name, yes. But Jesus yes. Got another name.
Yes.
His stop name. Recording when you're ready.
God bless you.
God bless you, Sister.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you.
All.
Thank you for your teaching and preaching. I love you.
See you next week. Bye bye.
Oh yeah.
Love you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Be here.
Bye bye.
Bye, sister. Praying for you.